I am the Lord, but you shall be as gods. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, I'm thinking of three S words, children. And the first of these is stones, and the second is students, and the third, shepherd, because this is our Good Shepherd Mass for this season of the year, which of course we call Passiontide. The gospel starts out by saying, if you are my sheep, he's telling the bad Jews this, if you are my sheep, you would hear my voice. They surround him in the gospel. But St. Augustine says, it's a cold, rainy day, it's winter. He says, if only they had come close to our Lord with his warmth and his light. But they liked the cold and they liked the wet and they wanted to stay outside. Didn't make any sense. But they didn't want our Lord. They were full of hatred for him. And if they were listening to Christ today, it was only because they wanted to trap him, to catch him in some question and then trick him. And sure enough, pretty soon in the gospel, by the time we get to the middle, the Jews are taking up stones to throw at our Lord. Well, think of stones for a minute. In the epistle of today's Mass, or the lesson from the Old Testament book of Leviticus, it's about the Ten Commandments. And our Lord says six times altogether, I am the Lord, or I am the Lord thy God. Because good teachers have to repeat themselves patiently over and over again. Now, what about stones? Almighty God first wrote the stone on stone, the Ten Commandments, but only after he wrote them on our own hearts. Everyone in the world, children, knows about the Ten Commandments. They wouldn't know necessarily that the Ten Commandments are about Moses or the tablets of stone. But if you look at today's epistle, the older ones, you would see everyone knows about those things. If you have a problem with somebody, don't go talking behind their back. Speak to them directly and get it settled. And don't be a whisperer, which means a troublemaker or a tattletale. Don't be like that. And don't tell lies and don't steal things and all the other things which we know that we have to observe and keep. Our Lord put that on our heart. And then he wrote it so it wouldn't be forgotten on the tablets of stone that he gave to Moses. Now, when we disobey the Ten Commandments, you and I are like those Jews in the gospel today. We take up the stones of the commandments and we cast them at our Lord. We sort of in anger throw them back at him and say, no, I won't obey you. But instead of that, of course, it's our job to cast ourselves down on our knees and to worship our Lord and to adore him because he is the Lord, our God. But I think that really today's Mass is a student's Mass. You see, 2 weeks ago, those who were getting ready to be baptized received the Ten Commandments. And now 2 weeks later, there was a test in church. Did you learn your Ten Commandments by heart? As our First Communion children have to learn their Ten Commandments by heart. But more than that, they have to be checked on, are they keeping the Ten Commandments? Not enough just to know them. Are they keeping them? How else could they ever be baptized unless they're already trying their very best to observe the Ten Commandments? In the gospel, we see our Lord, as a good teacher would, giving a good example. Just as yesterday our Lord went up to the feast day, that was the fall feast day of the tabernacles that I told you about yesterday. Well, today it's December, it's the middle of December, the cold, rainy season in the Holy Land, and our Lord's gone up for the feast day of the dedication of the temple. It's an anniversary they kept every year in December as we keep our dedication anniversary in November, usually with our 40 hours. And our Lord gives us a good example that we should go to church extra on the great holy days of the year, the feast days, holy days of obligation, or say, Holy Week. This feast day today, in modern times, the Jews call their Hanukkah, and it's become sort of a Jewish a Jewish Christmas, I suppose. But in the old days, it was the feast day of the dedication of the temple, the second temple that had been built to replace the first. And there our Lord is, and he is walking up and down in the temple under the porch that Solomon built. And he's walking up and down, and he's asking questions, because that's how the teachers back then, especially the Greek teachers, taught. They would ask the students questions, and then the students would ask the teacher questions. But only, as I say, these students, they didn't want to learn. They weren't students. They were really just spies. And so halfway through, our Lord tells everybody that he's God. He says, the Father and I are one, one in the same divine nature. So that no heretics ever could get it wrong, but people always do anyway. And so then the Jews pick up stones to cast at our Lord, but his time hasn't come yet. So our Lord distracts them by asking them a question they can't resist. And it's sort of a conundrum or a scriptural problem. He says, if you're getting after me for saying that I am divine, well, what about in the Psalms where we read King David says that our Lord himself said, I said, you are gods, the sons of the Most High, all of you. Now, what's that supposed to mean? So then all the Jews tried to answer it, and they started scratching their beards and trying to figure out exactly what that could possibly mean. But we know what the answer to that is, that our Lord, by baptism, makes us share in his divine nature, so that when this life is over, a life that will have no end could begin in heaven, if we have his life in our soul already on earth by sanctifying grace, which of course starts with baptism. Our Lord, who could turn stones into bread if he wanted to, is going to turn our hearts into flesh. And more than that, he'll turn us into sharers of his divine nature. That's his plan, and that's what holy baptism does. We must never forget. That's a big lesson for us. Let's remember our Ten Commandments, though, shall we? Let's try to know them by heart, but most of all to live them and keep them all. And let's go along with our Lord's beautiful plan to one day be happy with him forever in heaven. It all starts with baptism. Oh, there's a slew of souly cousins that are going to be baptized for Holy Saturday, and we should keep that family in our prayers so they all, the children, can receive their sacraments worthily and well. And we want to pray for a little girl named Emma so that she could receive her baptism one of these days too. And for all of those who have ever been baptized so that they'll never forget to be good and follow our Lord's plan. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.